Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspants Radio, much like that U2 album, we're also on your phones.
Hey, want to help support the show and listen to some bonus content? Just head to patreon.com/sandspantsradio and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to the Patreon-only Dropbox that lets you listen to all the shows across the Sandspants Radio network at least 2 weeks ahead of everyone else. But that's not all. We're also starting up some Patreon-only shows, one entirely based around D&D. So, if you have a burning question to ask Adam, or any of us about the world he's created, the lore of D&D, or just how we run our campaigns, email them to us at sandspantsradio@gmail.com, and we'll see what we can do. Now, enjoy the show, and thank you for your support.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table trying to fight imaginary goblins. But that's exactly what we're doing today. Welcome to episode 31 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Ellie Kathleen, playing the role of Ainsley Foggyfeather. Across from me is Joel Zammett, playing the role of Leo Shadow. And next to me is Jackson Bailey, playing the role of Cassius Christie.
Yeah!
And across the table is our, well, our DM, Adam Carnivorous Dinosaur.
Guys, this isn't
I
okay.
I told you to shush previously on D&D is for Nerds.
Told you to shush.
Cassius. Can you see?
No!
You're taking blindness very well.
Drink myself into oblivion.
Because you've leveled up.
Yes!
Crazy, look! Dancing lights!
And in this room is quite obviously the dragon's hoard. Maybe the biggest mound of gold any of you have ever seen.
Sweetheart, remember how that elf wizard guy told us don't take too much? I'm gonna warn you, please don't take too
much. It's okay, he says. I'm only gonna take what I need. You see a dead dragon. Past the dragon, there's this mannequin wearing nothing but an amulet. Okay. Dragon gets up.
I'm not gonna fight a dragon. I'm blind. I'm in no shape.
The dragon's teeth glisten with long, unused saliva. The creature takes its maw and tries to bring it around Grayson. Grayson just is holding this thing's mouth open.
He's so epic.
He turns to, I don't know, Ainsley. I guess he's next to you. He turns to you, Ainsley, and he's like, don't let it do this.
I won't. And I'd like God. To run towards
Cassius,
it.
It's your turn.
I'd like to run towards the, is it like...
You're
like,
still next to the dragon.
Yeah, but is it like the head?
You
is,
don't see this, man.
Oh my God, I'm blind. No.
That's true, you don't.
I guess I just hack wildly
you
again.
You swing again.
Ah!
Once again, Jesus Christ, you are fucking amazingly lucky that you don't need to get past its armor.
That's
fuck
so
yes.
good.
It was
so
just good. A random choice of spell, and boy, did it work in this little girl's favor.
If you cut Grayson,
you deal
I'll cut you.
6 points of damage,
oh,
Cassius.
Good job.
Yes.
Your flame blade continues to burn through this thing.
Good job.
Fuck yeah.
It didn't stink before, but it does now. Burning flesh. Fills the air.
It's like burning not rotted fills, flesh, too.
Smell of burning flesh.
So grody.
Actually, you don't smell like, you don't smell rot, really.
Oh.
You're not sure why, but you don't, like, it's rotting, but you do not smell rot.
That's
probably
bizarre.
It's magic.
Probably
because it's magic, guys. Do I have to touch someone to babu slime them?
Yes.
Ah.
Just grab it and babu slime
no, I was going to, like, grab
babu slime Grayson.
Yeah.
Would that do anything? Moving to Grayson is your turn.
Okay.
Still, Samet, this is not the best solution.
Can I, like, get my daggers out, dual wield some daggers, and just try and stab the fuck out of this slashy slashy?
So you can use two weapons, but there's penalties involved.
One dagger.
I'll just do one then.
You can still do it. There's just a penalty, that's all.
I'm blind. We're fighting with penalties. It's fine.
Does it penalize the one attack, or is it what does it explain dual wielding to be?
Because you're only using daggers, it would only be a. Oh, actually, it's like a negative four to your rolls.
Oh.
Oh, negative four to your first attack, and then a negative six to your second.
Yeah, just no, I'll just use the one. Just the one.
Yeah, we're hopeless as it is. We don't need extra.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Adam's having a casual chuckle.
Oh no, Adam! What's going on, Adam?
I'm so afraid.
Two ones in a row. Leo.
Leo.
If I roll, you got a critical fail, I rolled a 1 to confirm your critical fail. If I roll one more time and get a 1 again, that's like a 1 in 8,000 chance, you accidentally kill yourself.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you want to roll it?
Do it.
It's a low opportunity, but it can happen.
I'm so afraid.
I can't see it. It's so far away.
12.
Ha!
Okay. Thank God. It's a critical fail, but you don't kill yourself.
You're not like,
hey,
whoops. I suddenly think this knife is a sandwich.
Close to.
What?
I hate you so much, Adam.
Okay.
Oh, God. This could not be worse.
This is the best. Okay.
Yes, Adam, what have I done now?
Cool. So you're like running down the podium with the dagger in hand.
Uh-huh.
You trip.
Good.
Stumble.
Yep.
You hit the ground.
Good.
And you like hit your head and everything like sort of, you know, has that quality to it. Uh-huh. You stand up. Ainsley, you look
what
over at Leo.
You do?
There's a dagger sticking out of his ear. Leo, you're deaf.
Oh my God, I think you might be permanently deaf.
You're blind. I'm deaf.
Oh my God.
That's not good.
Now I need to remove Ainsley's speech.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm pretty sure I am speechless at how stupid that is.
Ma.
Deaf in one ear or just deaf?
Just deaf.
Okay.
I'm not sure
how you did it.
That is through the brain.
You dug it into the like hearing center or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
How many points of damage did I take?
You take no damage though.
Oh.
It was like a precision cut.
I am that fucking
are you
good.
You alright?
Does he know that what, there's a dagger in your ear? Like,
how are you gonna tell him? Ainsley, it's your turn.
I would like to continue to hack away. What can I do to save Grayson?
You can try to cut its neck off, but how successful you'll be.
You know the worst thing about you being deaf? Like, you're a sneaky boy. You're not going to be able to hear if people are coming. You're like, I'm good. Just gather around behind you. Everything's good for me. Oh, dear.
So what's the deal with Grayson? He's just, like, holding the guy's...
Is he, like, holding He's the holding jaw, its... like...
What if
it's
I
It's like,
run?
You know, in the cartoons where the alligator comes up and the little mouse is, like, tackle just holding the alligator's mouth open?
I would like to tackle him. I would like to run and then tackle him so hard that he gets out of the mouth.
The dragon would probably attack you instead then, and it would get a free attack. Then it will be its turn.
Do you love Grayson that much?
I'm not sure. I just became magic, so I'm not sure if I'm ready to sacrifice, like, this amazing power.
You're having this moment of, like, Grayson, oh, my new magical abilities.
Just hold on.
Slash his neck.
Can I command not entanglement?
What do you mean?
Could
if
I
If you
use
cast
my...
entangle, there's no way to not get a friend. You'll get the dragon. You create, like,
what if I? But what if I get entangle and then aim it at Grayson so that it takes Grayson and then rips it out?
So you can't aim them like that.
Well, that's not as magical as I thought magic
would just
be.
Like the vines will grab anything that come into their area.
That's not as useful as it should be.
Go for his neck. Just wait.
Just attack his neck.
Rotting teeth.
Yeah, I think.
Grab his teeth out.
Oh my God.
You're so afraid of Grayson dying.
I know. But you see, my option is continue to hack away at his neck, which I'm doing okay at, or tackle him and possibly sacrifice myself. Mm. As a percentage, how likely is it that I would die if I tried to tackle Grayson?
Well, the dragon will get a free hit. So if you think you can survive being bit,
how much damage
Grayson,
would it take?
You don't know.
Like less than 26?
Mm. You don't know.
Then, let's not do that.
slash his neck.
Yeah, slash his neck. Thank you.
Took you a long time to deliberate on this.
I know. Yeah. And I'm still not sure if I made the right decision, guys.
You bring your sword down on the neck. It's the longsword is not the beheading ideal weapon. So
it's also a dragon. It's not the fucking ideal enemy, Adam.
Yeah. So you like hit it in the neck and you draw a deep cut, but you're a long way from chopping its neck off.
I should have tackled, guys.
You deal 5 points of damage.
Oh, fuck.
That's all right. I'm going to keep flailing away.
What?
It's Grayson's turn.
And what's he doing?
Who's saying that?
He pushes the dragon off and takes a swing with his long sword.
Oh, so he got out of the mouth?
Grayson, you should have put your spear on there and ducked away. Silly Grayson.
Yeah. Cool. Did he get out of its mouth?
It, like, made an attempt. It wasn't as big a deal as you guys were making
it out to be. Oh, all right.
We were panicking.
I was
going to
sacrifice myself for him to just step out.
He deals 8 points of damage.
Bloody hell.
Grayson's such a machine.
I know, he's great.
We could go, probably.
It's turn.
We'll meet you back at the cafe out the front, Grayson.
You got it, Grayson.
I'll do your coffee, it'll be fine.
This is all you.
It really likes Grayson. It makes another attempt. It gets him this time.
Oh, no.
The mouth with a snapping sound crunches in on Grayson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
Not ooh.
Cool.
Bad? Not cool.
I was like, if he swallows him whole, it'll be Grayson like Jonah and the whale.
No, it'll come out of
13 his... 13 points of damage.
It'll take him He's out of the alive. Stomach with the gold.
Yeah.
Ooh, why is Grayson... Fine. Oh, right. Grayson fell down a thing.
What?
Grayson, remember he fell down the hole?
Yeah, I remember he fell down the hole.
That's right.
He's pretty badly wounded.
Uh-oh.
Silly he's not, like, Grayson. He's still going. Can, yeah. He's not going to die soon, but it's going to try and swallow him, so, you know.
Let's hope that Grayson can fight his way out of a dragon's neck. Also, like they're saying, his stomach's burst open. So
yeah, so he can just, like, crawl
gold.
Through.
The dragon, like, chomps, throws Grayson up into the air and swallows him.
Oh, my God. What just happened, Adam? Adam?
It was as bad as you thought it was.
Adam?
Ainsley?
Adam?
Sorry.
It's
Allie.
Cassius's turn.
Jonah and the whale. Jonah
climb
and the whale.
Climb inside.
Cassius? Step through.
Yeah, I don't know. Again? Do I know what's happening?
You can hear Ainsley. Well,
screaming.
Ainsley, do you? Yeah,
I'm
Ainsley
screaming.
You can hear Ainsley screaming.
Okay, I don't know what's going on.
You can hear snapping and gnashing of teeth.
Who knows? I'm going to keep attacking.
Mr. Fists is freaking the fuck out.
Calm down, Mr. Fists!
No, funny. Someone's dying. Stop it.
Aw, shit.
Can he just... Can he
you
just,
hit again.
Can he just swim so out lucky. And come out the stomach hole?
He can try. You deal another 6 points of damage.
You're hacking away.
Just again.
You're really just going at this.
We
you
saw
said Grayson's
the gold
machine.
Just fall down. And, yeah, no, it's
Leo?
Fine. It's fine. I get pull the dagger out of my ear and be like, I'll try again. I'm deaf, guys.
I love the idea of this. So much drama.
And
you're
that's your turn.
No. You're trying to calm down Mr. Fizz.
Go
I'm screaming. Jason dying in this one in the back. Like,
with my dagger.
Hum.
You hit as well.
Finally.
And there's a little bit of like the ear, yeah. Like finger in the ear.
No, maybe not because it's like a wound.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
I'm extra deaf, gang.
Oh, wow. Good job. You deal 3 points of damage, which is pretty much max for you.
Sick.
Sick.
See, you should climb in after that because you're little.
Yeah.
You can fit in a dragon's throat.
Okie dokie, Ainsley.
I don't know.
Do you want to try, chop its head off again or something?
If I chop its head off, will I chop off Grayson?
No. You don't know where Grayson is right now.
Just keep swinging. Go in blind fury.
That's what
go into
happen.
One of your typical Ainsley rages.
That's what remember what happened with Carter and
and
the beast? Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah.
You swing.
Yes.
But its horn gets in the way.
That's
you, like,
rude.
You like cut off its horn, but
good.
A dragon doesn't need horns.
Oh.
We can keep that horn.
Well, I would like to use that horn to stab it in the eyes. No, just keep hacking. I don't think it...
You keep going and going and going. We'll get to you in a sec. It's Grayson's turn now.
Oh, my God. What's he doing?
Get free, Grayson. You are literally our only hope.
I know. We will die without you, Grayson. I need you in more ways than one.
Oh, no. He's getting hurt. He's getting stomach
acid. Adam's so happy.
Grayson doesn't show up.
What do you mean he doesn't show up?
What do you mean?
You can't
mean
him.
What do you mean?
Funny jokes from Adam.
Oh my God, this is beautiful.
No,
for
it's
me,
not,
guys.
Adam.
This is so,
stop it.
I've never been
is this
happy.
Cathartic?
It's the dragon's turn.
Oh, great.
He swallows extra hard.
The dragon spins around and attacks the pain in its butt.
Oh, that's
Cassius.
Me. Am I just stabbing it in the butt all the time?
It brings its maw around you. So, like, Cassius, you're, like, just hacking. And then there's this wet, sodden feeling around you.
Did we win?
I think it slagged on you.
Just spits on me. Fuck.
You take 14 points of damage.
Oh, it's not. I'm very powerful.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm fine, whatever. Wait, did it just chomp me, but, like...
It's about to try to eat you as well.
All
right. That's unfortunate.
I'll get Grayson, don't
Thanks,
worry.
Thanks, man. You know what? You're warming up to me.
Aww.
It's happening. I thought it might. I thought it might not. It's happening. You're warming up.
Good.
Ooh, no. It chomps around you and tries to suck you in, but you, like, you do, you pull a Grayson, basically. You push its mouth back open.
That's awesome.
Can you get fucking Mr. Fizz to do something?
Like, Cassius, style? It's your turn.
Hey, how powerful is the water I can create?
You could flush Grayson out.
Can I flush Grayson out?
You could try. It'll get a free attack on you again if you... Oh, no, you can cast defensively, actually. So, yeah, you can try to.
Yeah, I'm going to try and flush Grayson out.
Oh, so good.
This is a...
And you'll have like a shower at the same time.
Yeah.
You fail to cast defensively, though.
Oh, yeah.
You're like trying to concentrate on the spell, but you're like... you take your hands out of the dragon's mouth, and the dragon's more closer. You're like... and you just push back out.
Fair enough.
Your hands are busy. can you get Leo, it's your turn. Like, keep going.
Mr. Fizz is a little owl.
So rapier is going to do less damage than a dagger.
Potentially.
Oh, Adam.
It depends on the rolls.
Good stuff, Adam.
It depends on the rolls.
I'll get out my rapier and stab.
You don't hit. You're like, it's a tiny little point, and you're trying to find a chink in its armor.
Damn
but
it.
But you have unfortunately come round to the side where there are no chinks in the armor. If you were on the other side, though, man, rotted away.
Grody.
Just, yeah. Unpleasant.
Plus your death, Ainsley, so your balance is all
yes,
off.
I would
just
like
keep
to
swinging and swinging and swinging.
I would like absolute fury, please,
you
Adam.
Hit it again.
Good.
Ooh, good job. You deal, what is it? Yeah, 10 points of damage.
Good. Oh,
fuck yeah.
That's like, what's that? Like a total of 40 out of...
You're halfway through the neck now.
7,000
Oh, yes, keep hacking.
Points.
We'll take that dragon head back. That wizard will be like, I don't want this.
Okay. Ainsley, Leo, and not Cassius... You see from around where the belly area is, a little sword pokes
yes!
out.
Yes! Oh, he's so fucking epic!
Grayson, my man.
He deals 10 points of damage.
Oh, who?
Grayson.
How did
coming
that
out.
Coming out.
He cut not... his way out.
How does like he it? Heal?
What?
He does 10.
Oh.
He does 10 points of
sorry,
damage.
Sorry,
did
sorry.
Did I say
sorry,
heal?
Sorry.
I might have.
No,
I didn't.
You didn't.
No,
you didn't.
Said...
at all.
Sorry. I'm sorry,
he
guys.
Said, you said deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, Grayson Ainsley cuts his way out. He lands with like a... He's covered in mucus and
fuck
shit.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to have a shower and I'm going to do him in the next week.
And it's the dragon's turn.
It's like, Cassius, maybe you should heal Grayson. No, I don't know. Can you hear me?
Hey, guess who it loved,
you,
though?
Can you heal
is it
me?
Going back to
it? It goes back for Grayson.
No! How's it doing it without half a neck?
It's a zombie. It don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Zambo. Champs on Grayson.
Zambo, Drambo.
Oh, Grayson, why aren't you wearing full plate?
It's a Zambo,
Grayson gets et.
Why isn't he wearing
well,
full plate?
Well, he's worked out how to get back out.
He doesn't make a lot of money. You guys haven't been making a lot of money.
No, we haven't. And we spend it on clothes most of the time.
And locks.
Dear. 16 uh-oh. Points of damage. Oh, Grayson's on one hit point.
No.
Is his screen flashing red?
Guess who gets swallowed maybe again.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Ooh, that's a close one.
If Grayson dies,
yeah,
we're going to have to make
Grayson
another
gets
trip.
Gets swallowed again.
Oh,
we're
my
gonna,
God.
We're going to have to have
because Grayson's, like,
party.
Lying on the floor. It, like, just scoops him up.
Oh, my goodness. Why would he do that? Dragon.
But it's, like, through it. Like, he probably grabbed him through his neck. Yeah. So that's something. Maybe.
Hey,
or he can keep hacking his neck.
Try to, maybe.
You're halfway through.
Cassius, it's your turn.
I'm feeling sick.
Swing again?
Yeah, swing again.
Swing what?
You
I'm using a flame sword I created
right.
out of the aether.
I thought you were still inside
your mouth. You're so useless right now. I got nothing.
Yeah, rogues aren't great against the undead. Sorry.
Oh, wizards,
9
apparently.
Points of damage.
But not sorry. Don't you have... Oh, right. All of your wizard spells are useless.
Yeah.
Criff, pum, pum, criff. Strikes from beyond the grave.
You deal 9 points of damage.
Yes.
Yep.
I want this motherfucker to die so bad.
That puts it at Leo.
I'm just gonna.
How big is
rapier
a dragon?
Was terrible.
Can I see your spells?
How
I might
big is
know
a dragon?
One better than you do.
Huh?
How big is a dragon?
Fairly big.
It's probably
like a bus size.
A bus?
Scatter spray.
Yeah, about. No. Yeah.
Scatter spray works with your bloody crowbar, mate.
No. Oh, scatter spray. I thought you said skyscraper. Is
I have skyscraper.
I thought you said Skarsgård, and I got all excited. I was like,
scatter
like,
spray
man,
could work because they're coins that hurt.
Yes.
Oh yeah, coins. What if you accidentally get like
you
a can magic
launch
sword
item again? There's a lot of shit littering the area.
Is there?
Yeah, there's shit all over
there's
the place.
Coins
cool.
and swords and...
Yeah. I'm a launch an item at him.
Boom! Chinkle chink.
Yep, that's... Yeah, that's all.
That's coin raises,
you,
Jackson.
Like, point at maybe a helmet that got knocked over when the dragon got up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, you flick it in the direction of the dragon. You flick your finger and the item launches. It bangs off its other horn and that gets knocked off.
Then we can get those horns and attach them to the side of
hey,
our car.
Hey, guys. Guys, yeah. Dragon poaching, serious problem.
Yeah, that's true. Dragons poach
every
for their
year,
horns.
Every year, 1,000 dragons are killed for their horns.
Do people think it's a medicine?
Horde. Sorry, horde.
Oh, I see. Horns.
Okay, Ainsley, it's your turn. Keep going.
Fury. Absolute fury. Like, so pissed off.
It pleases me that you say that, even
Princess
though.
Princess Ainsley Fury Road.
Like, it pleases me, like, with all the fury at him. It doesn't change anything.
I know. Well, see, sometimes I think, like, if I'm super concentrating, maybe my stats will go up.
Oh, close. You've nearly got its head off.
Yes!
You deal another 5 points of damage.
Yes!
And its head is, like, wobbling precariously.
Good. So he's, like, nearly headless Nick from Harry Potter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But except he's a more Zambo, of a...
Hopefully
so
that makes it stop.
Kill him, but...
Grayson's turn.
Hey, won't be swallowing us anymore.
That's nice. Mm. That'll be a change.
Yeah, hey. Well, he's dead, though,
no.
so... But
no,
I guess
Adam.
Grayson died, so.
Adam, that's a face. I don't like that
that's
face.
A face and a half. Listeners will never know the terror of that face.
We'll never understand.
That was a four.
Oh, oh boy. What's that mean? Stop
Is old Gracie Grace on Conchy Conch?
Negative six.
Hey, good job looking at the fucking DM stuff.
Yes.
If he did 4 points of damage, it should be
Guess who's getting another attack now? Oh. The dragon.
That's not how the rules work.
Well, you know how else the rules work.
Well, I don't know. We're not
it's okay, though.
Know.
It is the dragon's turn, so. And guess who he's attacking?
You don't know. Wait, you do know. Oh,
Sam, but he is the dragon.
Oh. Leo, I think you're lucky.
Yes. Oof. Get a little half
But not
that.
Lucky enough.
Yes.
The dragon bites you.
Oh, you're wow. so tiny.
You take
16
points of damage.
Ouch, ouch.
That'll
ouch,
hurt. Ouch.
You're on you six hit points.
You are little. I like to imagine a single tooth goes through your leg.
And now we make grapple checks.
I like to imagine.
Ooh, you get eight.
Okay.
The dragon, like, throws you up and swallows you, like, the dragon does it as, you know how you're like playing around with Skittles or something like that? You throw them up, try to catch them in your mouth.
If I survive, if I launch an item in him, like,
yes. What's it? You got to try to cut your way out.
No, I want to, like.
Your feet land on someone's head.
Like, oh my God.
It's Gracie Grace.
You got to save him. Like,
it's Cassius' turn.
To save him.
Keep hacking away.
It's
going to
be annoying if you deliver the killing blow.
It's going to be the best.
It's going to be great when I deliver the killing blow. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because your fire thing has just been attacking its butt.
Yeah, stabbing it in the butthole the whole time.
The blind Cassius delivers the killing blow to the dragons.
Fiery butt! Fiery butt! Fiery butt!
Yes. I'm going to keep you in initiative, though, because time is of the essence.
Yeah.
Leo, you got to try to cut your way out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, you're probably near the hole, so
the
I'll
neck?
Give you a yeah in the neck. So I'll All give right. you a massive bonus to All this, right, but you got to try.
We'll do that then.
Climb your way out.
I'm
got
only
it.
Little.
Yeah, you finish off what Ainsley started. You the
he
little,
comes out through the neck.
Yeah,
oh,
the
God,
little
so gross.
There's a massive hole in its neck.
Can someone please grab Grayson? Because you touched his head.
It
so
is literally like
out.
Nearly headless neck.
I like to think I'm still hacking away.
I don't know. Mr. Fist, like, releases a little.
Cassius.
It's done.
It's dead. Cassius. Cassius. Can you...
What?
Can you... Cassius.
Yes.
Cassius.
What?
Is he looking at me?
Cassius. Hey, I don't know.
Cassius.
Looking in the direction
can I see
of the
Cassius?
Yeah, you can see Cassius. You're covered okay. in that mucus shit as well.
Can you... Look at Grayson's dead. Can you cure...
Pull him out! Pull him out! I'm yelling
Grayson,
at him.
Grayson's not moving.
Pull him out! I'm going to pull him out because Leo's useless.
I'm going to run
I'm
over
just
going to
let you guys
voice.
Know the time is of the essence.
Yeah, I'm pulling him out!
Yeah, you pull him out.
Wait,
yes.
I'll help as much
he's
as I can.
He's dying. You're not sure if he's dead. Oh, you're not sure if he's
Dude,
dead.
Cure light wounds
I cure light wounds on his face.
Now! Please, Adam, please.
I do it with a kiss.
Aww. I'm going to kick you in the... Ew! No, I'm going to smash you
no,
in the face.
No, I don't no. kiss him back
kiss
to
him
life.
On the forehead.
Give him a kiss.
My boy.
My boy.
A lot of the, like, wounds on him seal up. Like, okay. a lot of them are bite marks and they close.
Good.
Grayson does, like, a... You know when you rescue, like, someone who was drowning? Like,
Good.
He does that.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
He coughs up blood.
Good. I mean, girl, get it out of
Not good yet. Cassius.
Get it out of your
can
system.
Can you cure my ears?
Ainsley, you're standing over him?
I couldn't cure my arse.
You are?
Maybe, yeah. but this was caused by me.
Grayson grabs your hand.
In the battle.
Guys, shut the fuck up!
He reaches into the pocket. You saw him pocket something earlier. He pulls out
what?
A ring.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
In between splutters, he says, will you marry me?
Yes, 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 I will.
What just happened?
Oh my god! Oh my god! We have to get a different ring. Don't take that one because it'll be cursed for all the new one. It's so beautiful.
The ring he got you is like, oh my god, it's amazing. It's like more diamonds than gold.
Ali's having a moment. So is Ainsley. Oh, everyone's having a moment.
I'm actually crying. Oh my god. Oh yeah.
Cassius!
Okay. I'll stumble over to Leo and be like,
Did he just propose?
Yeah, he did. He proposed.
What? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Ainsley, legit, oh my god, this is amazing.
I can't breathe.
Ali's hyperventilating.
I know. My back hurts. I'm laughing and crying.
Just the whole time I'm like, what's Grayson up to? What's he doing? He's got some plan.
Ooh,
it was
sneaky.
A love plan.
Oh my god, I'm crying. Okay, I don't know what happened next.
It's an emotional journey.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Let's everybody just take a moment.
I just had to take my glasses off so I could wipe away tears. Oh my god. I'm so happy. Oh my goodness. Oh my god. Okay. Let's keep going.
The ring, like I said, has more diamonds than gold in it.
Oh, how and beautiful.
It's like someone had to pack them in. They've been arranged in sort of a rough sort of zigzagging type pattern. Oh, nice. And in among the diamonds, you can also see like emeralds and rubies and stuff.
It's so beautiful, but we can't keep it, sweetheart. Because, like, we'll get cursed.
He grabs your hand with his other hand and, like, with a very faint voice because he's badly wounded, he says, it's okay. We're only taking what we need.
That's what he said. You only take what you need.
Sweetheart, what? I know.
Leo, this might be a little confusing for you.
It's extremely confusing.
I love this beautiful moment in the background. What? What's going on?
Cassius is doing it as well. Cassius, you have no idea what's going on.
She can hear that.
I can hear. I heard the proposal. Oh, no, wait. He didn't actually. Yeah, he did.
He said, yeah.
Can you cure me?
Yeah, let's.
I can. I'll see. I'd like to grab his head and use Cure Light Wounds.
You can cast the spell. Have you taken damage?
I have.
Leo? Well, you'll heal that.
Yes.
But you're still deaf.
Damn.
We're going to be like.
You heal 8 hit points.
Alright.
What I'm going to need to do is get some kind of spell that lets me see out of Mr. Fist's eyes.
Yes.
Does such a spell exist, Connor?
I think you just get that power at later levels.
Oh, that's great news.
I'm still deaf.
You just need an... how do I sign to Leo?
Can I read lips?
He's going to need an animal companion to hear from.
Grayson gets to his feet. He's like shakily leaning against the dragon. Mm. He points at you, Leo, and then he points at the amulet, which you still don't have.
Ah, right.
Oh, cheers, Grayson.
Thank you. I chuff up and grab the amulet.
I'm still in a moment, guys. It's been the longest one, most wonderful moment of my life.
Are we going to try to loot a little bit before we leave, uh-huh. Grayson says?
I
turn around. I think the dragon's dead, so that means there's no more curse.
The dragon was dead long before we fought it.
Yeah.
So does that mean that's the great evil?
I don't know why you stopped to listen to him, though.
But like now that we killed Zombo Drago, so does this mean that we can steal everything now, or
guys,
at least much as we can carry?
I just feel like a lot of the time we talk about how we do things and then we shouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try and sign this the best way that I can to Leo.
Like you do like little walking fingers and then you do another walking finger and you're like... Brah!
And then they just fall over. Yeah. Oh, there's a dice? What's going on?
Leo, you don't know what they're saying.
Everyone's moving their hands. Uh-huh. Like, we'll go for a run.
Okay, I'm going to go back to where I put like the corner of magical goods.
Yeah.
What's there?
Several sets of armor. Probably not several sets of armor. It's hard for you to move armor.
Yeah.
Maybe several weapons or something like that. A couple of amulets, some rings.
I'm going to grab the amulets and the rings and the weapons.
Grayson, takes a sack and just, scoops some coin into it.
I'd like to, can I like, walk, kind of find my way over and feel around for gauntlets?
Like sight gauntlets?
You're not going to find anything ever. Well, you will.
You're blind.
But it'll take you a long time.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll trust. Can I get Mr. Fists?
Don't
find me gauntlets.
You probably can't, you don't have that sort of, you can't like speak to him. So it's kind of hard to impress gauntlets.
Come here.
What?
Just come here.
I'll walk over to the noise.
There's stumbling all the way. Suits of armor here. Do you reckon you could fit into any of these? I think some of these are magic. Maybe they might be cursed, but maybe some of them aren't.
I'd like to feel the armor.
It's made of metal. You can't wear it.
Ah.
No good.
All right, never mind. Grayson? Armor? Magic, maybe.
Grayson, like, checks one that you haven't taken off the rack yet because it's, like, full plate, and full plate is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But he checks, like, a rack with a set of full plate armor on it. It's very fancy-looking armor. Like, it looks like it might be dwarven craft.
Very concerned about this, Grayson.
And it's not, like, fanciful. Like, it doesn't have good designs on it, but, like, it looks incredibly well made. Mm. Like, sturdy, like
sounds
a good
beautiful
set of armor.
Do you reckon you need it?
He looks down at his, what is he wearing? Scale mail, which is basically in tatters.
Yeah,
I think you need it.
I think I do. He cool takes his armor off and starts donning the full plate.
I don't like.
I need a hand, he says.
I don't like being the only one here who has some sort of rationality towards this.
I help him
this
as much as my little hands can.
I'm not used
he needs
to
a second
it
person to like strap parts to him.
Oh, you're such a tiny little
human.
You'd
be so cute and little.
Hang on, Cassius, come here. Let me just climb you, and I can.
Okay,
yeah.
Wander
Grayson
over.
Chuckles. I had a squire like you once.
Good. I help him out.
Yeah, I help him as well.
Okay. So you guys pocket, like I said, Grayson gets a shitload of mm-hmm coins into his bag.
I feel like that's a super bad idea, darling.
How are you going to start a life
together? Are you going to stop him?
Money.
Because he's like, he acknowledges that you're talking, but he's doing it.
I'm
looking at the words in the conversation as I get a sack and just start putting in coins.
Are we good?
Uh-huh.
I just feel like this is, there was a warning about the curse. And
it won't take too much. It's like a sack.
It's what we need. No, I can't tell.
I've been assured, Ainsley, there's a lot of treasure.
Thank you, Cassius.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful son of a gun.
We're taking.
Hey, we need some money to heal Cassius and Leo.
You know? If I want to see again, and I need to see.
Maybe we should only take one sack of gold.
Each?
And then split it between us.
Uh-huh.
So we'll get Leo to carry the sack, and then
that's
we'll split
good
it up.
Yeah, that's great.
Leo can't carry that much.
Well, but then, you see, if...
Oh, God.
All right,
also, all right. I don't trust him.
I wouldn't trust him
Hey,
either.
We could talk freely, he says.
I know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Keep on putting gold in that sack.
Okay. Grayson, kneels next to you, Leo. He picks up your sack and starts transferring stuff. And he's like, trying to give you, like a friendly look. Like, he puts up a hand, I got this, don't worry.
I give the thumbs up.
How friendly is Grayson? How cursed is this treasure? Find out next time on D&D's For Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Eröffnet die Tür. Routinierter Einstieg. So kennen wir ihn. Der Gurt sitzt. Präzise Bewegung. Jetzt der Startknopf. Motor läuft. Volle Konzentration. Ein kurzer Blick zur Mittelkonsole. Radio oder Stille? Er dreht auf. Er dreht auf! Was für ein Statement! Was für ein Kerl! Jetzt nur keine Ablenkung mehr. Kein Scrollen. Er bleibt dran. Und er hört.
Digital Audio. Mehr geht nicht.
Commercial. Made by AI.